starting at the top of Yud-Gimel Amar Aleph, and just to review quickly, right, the last thing we suggested in the Gemara on the bottom of Yud-Bet was Lema Kitznai. Right, that we would suggest that the Rami Bar Chama was asking a question about whether we go Bater Mikaro, do we go after the origins of the item, or Bater Hashter, but the status that it has right now. So we suggested that was a machlokas tanoim. That was the last thing we left off with yesterday between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, because it says it's not. They say Hareya like a bechor. It says it should be like a bechor. Rabbi Yaakov oser and Rabbi Yehuda is matir. So it sounds like what hechidam inem lifnei zrikas damim. If it was before zrikas damim, my time of the shori. Why, according to one who is matir over here, why does it make any sense before zrikas damim? Everybody agrees that bechor is Kadosh. If it's Kadosh, then it should be Matvis Viktush and it should be Asur. But it's after Zrikas Damim, every Mai time of the month Asur. What's the opinion? What's the reason in mind the one who makes it Asur? Because a Bechor after Zrikas Damim is Mutar, right? So, Elalav, the Machi Basa Bechor, Umasi, Umachi Bachusar Dehech Gabe. Now, it must be like, similar to the case of Rami Bar Chama, where he has a piece of meat of Bechor, and right next to it is a regular piece of meat. Vamar Zekazet says, let this one be like that one. It's Nahi, and it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Whether we go Butter Hashto, which is the meat now, the Bechor right now, which is Mutar to eat, and it has no, the restrictions on Zarim from touching the Bechor are placed by the Torah, not by the Kedusha that you've placed on it. And therefore, it would not be restricted, and we would say go Butter Hashka. Whereas if you believe Matar Mikaro, Bechor was originally Kodesh. Then it would make this nether work, and it would be Asur. And that would be the Machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, and that would be exactly the question that Rami Bar Chama posed. So now the Gemara rejects it. Look. No, everybody agrees that we're talking about before Zrikas Damim. That means when the Bechor is Kadosh. What is the Machlokas? My Tamud Aman Deshori. What's the reason behind the one who says that it's Mutar or that it doesn't make a Neder? Amar Kra, Kiyidor. Right? Kiyidor Neder Lashem. Sorry, Sar. So it says, Kiyidor Neder, Adshidor B'davar Hanadur. You're only allowed to be Matpis. Right? You're only allowed to connect between something that you have restricted. Not something that the Torah has restricted, but only something that you have restricted. La fuke bechor, the davar asurhu. Why is a bechor kodesh? Why is a bechor kodesh? Because it was born as a bechor. Did you make a bechor kodesh? No, it's not like any other animal where you made it hektesh, or you designated for a karbon. Here, a bechor, as soon as it's born, when it's the firstborn of its mother, that is Kodesh. You didn't have to do anything for it. So that's a restriction placed on by the Torah. If that's the case, then you can't be Matnis Nether with it, because you only can do it with a Davar Nadur, but not a Davar Asur. Umad Asar. Oh, then if that's the case, what's the reason behind the one who says it's Asur? Amar Kor Lashem, Larabot, Davar Asur. The Pasuk says, Gintar Nether Lashem, Asur Isar. Lashem includes even items that are Asur, Mina Torah. I don't think it would mean all items, but in this case, like Bechor, where there is a Kedusha, we're going to see in a minute, that is associated with it, even though the Torah places the automatic Kedusha on it. So now it says, Uman de Shari, so the one who says it's Mutar, meaning that he, Darshan Ki Dor Ned there, what does he do with the word Lashem? Lashem, Ma'ividli. We bailei the Matpis Bechatas Ve'asham. That's for being Matpis with a Chatas and an Asham. So Mara Yitel Rabot Chatat Vashem Lotziyat Bechor. Why would you include Chatas and Ashem as karbanos that you can use to make a nether with versus a Bechor? So Mara says, because Mar Be'ani Chatat, or Mirabe Ani Chatat Vashem Shumatvis Neder. By Chatas and Ashem, how did the animal that was for Chatas and Ashem become Kodesh? Because you were Makdishit. You said, this animal should be for a Chatas, this animal should be for an Ashem. Okay. Omotzi and in the answer Bechor Shu Kodesh Me'imo. Did you say anything about the Bechor? No, the reason the Bechor is Kodesh is because it was born as a Bechor. So that's the difference. Now again, what was the Havamiyah of the Gemara? That it should be different. Right? The Havamiyah of the Gemara is that a Chatas and an Asham are Chovot. You're obligated to bring a Chatas and an Asham. So we would have thought, because you're obligated to bring them, when you're Makdish them, that's really just continuing the path of the Torah, meaning it's not really a Davar Nadur, it's rather a Davar Asur. And that's what Lashem came to teach you. Even though the obligation to bring the Achadus and Hashem comes from, right, Hashem, nevertheless, you are able to, what? You are the one who's makdish it. You choose the animal. And your choice of animal to be makdish is enough of a, enough of a dover hanadur to be considered something that you can be makdish with, something that you can use to make a nether with. Now, umanda asar b'chor, right? Umanda asar b'chor nami makdish b'netherhu. Right, so why, the one who asked before, the one who asked before, why does he say that it works? Why does before work? Because he says that's also a case of matis neder. Oh, how is it matis neder? I thought the before was born kadosh. So that's the famous statement of Rabbi. The tiny mishum Rabbi Amru, minayin l'nolad before betoch beitu shum mitzvah l'hakdisho. That even though a before is born kodesh, there's still a mitzvah to make it kodesh and say harizu before. It's still a mitzvah to do that. Shenemar hazachar takdish. The Gemara actually brings, right, in the other location, brings down that there are two psukim. One is that the bechor is kodesh mimei imo. The other one is a zachar takdish, that you should be makdishit. So how do you resolve the stira? That's what Rabbi says. It is kodesh without you, but nevertheless, there's a mitzvah, the hakdisho. There's still a mitzvah to you to explicitly say that this bechor is kodesh. And that, according to the opinion that says it's also, is enough to be considered matpis neder. Amanda Shori, ki lo makdish leim, ilo mikdosh, right, or mikdosh. Even if he does not explicitly state that it's kodesh, nevertheless, it is kodesh. Meaning that his making it kodesh is not what really makes it. But you're, by the statement of the individual that Harry said before, that's not what makes it kodesh. It's kodesh because it's born that way. Right, you are, there's a mitzvah for you to say something, but that doesn't change its status. And since that doesn't change its status, that's not sufficient to create hapasat neder. Okay, so it's just an interesting understanding of the Gemara. Just important, right? Between what is it seems to be according to everybody in the end, right? That you need hadpasa b'davar nador, right? That you have to have something that you make a nether about in order to have hadpasa. The question is, how much of a nether does it have to be, right? Meaning that. According to the Mandishori, meaning according to the one who says it's Mutar, which is Rabbi Yehuda, he learns Kidur Neder Lashem means that you have to be the one changing the status of the animal. Otherwise, it's not called Hadpasad Neder, or Bedavar Nadur, because you didn't do it. You, without you, would have happened. The Rabbi Yaakov, who says it's Oser, says that, that Hadpasad Bedavar Nadur doesn't mean necessarily you have to change the status, it just means that you have to have the ability to make it Kodesh, or say something about it. That you have somehow impact on the animal or have a mitzvah to have impact on the animal. And therefore when you're makdish, the bechor, that'll be an exception, even though it's a davar asur, even though the Torah already makes it asur, nevertheless, because you have a mitzvah to be makdisho, that's enough of an input on your part to allow you to be matpis the neder on bechor.
That the Rebbe would go, well then, with the pasuk of Ishkidon Nedel Hashem, the Rabbis davar asur, because it gives you a reason why to include bechor as opposed to chatas or Hashem.
Right. Well, both, not before, no, as opposed to Chadas V'Hashem, I think he would include both. I think he would include Chadas V'Hashem and before.
You don't need the Chadas V'Hashem, you don't need it, because you have the understanding that the animal itself, you're designating.
Right.
So even though you have the obligation, that animal became Asur because you designated that animal to be the Chadas V'Hashem. Whereas before, it's already Asur, but because we derive from the Torah that there's a mitzvah for you to make a neder about it, as it were, anyway. So, I don't know, it just seems to me that, like, that would, that's a good reason to say that the Rabbah's Davrasa would refer to Bechor then.
Okay. Right, well, he's using Lashem, not, right, Lashem or about Davrasa.
Yeah, I'm saying okay. That.
Right. Very good. So now, what about the Halacha? Again, we didn't answer the question. In the end, right, because we didn't say this was Machlokas Tanoim, we never answered the question of Rami Brachama. In Matbis Bikoro, or Matbis Gehashta. So if you look in the Ran, on the wide line in the Ran, the left, in the top section of the Ran, 2-4, the fourth line, that wide line there, it says, Al-Inyan Alocha. It says, Al-Inyan Alocha, Kotav Ramban Zal Behilchot Tav. Tehi Tebayin Hocha Lo Yishita. In the end, we never answered the question of Rami Bachama. Ibi Karo Kamatpis, O Behetera Kamatpis. Naktinan Behetera Kamatpis. We go to Alocha, that it's Behetera, meaning now, after now, not about Batar Yikaro. Bida Maskina, so he brings from other places that we conclude otherwise. I just want to see here. Okay. Anyway, so he mentions here that we go le kula. How's it before?
That's the chumra.
No, it's the kula, because it'd be the beheterikam. It just means that when you try to do a nether like that, it won't work. That has no impact. Meaning that if you...
Behetera, I thought if it's already Devar HaAsur.
No, but Heter Kamatvis is the two choices. The two choices are that I have a piece of Bechor meat. Either when I say Zeh Kazeh, either I'm talking about the Bechor right now, which is Mutar, Hetera.
Okay.
That's what your map is, right? Okay, right. Right, depends where you, what you're saying Heter about. But yes, here it's not gonna work. Alright, I can't find it in the Ran right now, but the Ran, Lashitato, has to explain this Gemara here about Hapasa and Kiyidor and Nedar, Shidor, but Devar Nadur, he has to explain that it's not that it's necessary to be Matvis Nedar. Meaning, right, there is no, that it's not, the Ran believes, if you remember earlier in the, early in the beginning of the Masechta, the Ran believes that you can make a nether without hadpasa. He just says, if you do hadpasa, you have to do it right. Alright, whereas other Rishonim believe that you need hadpasa to do this. So over here, when you say the dark drusha of Kidor Nether, and we're gonna see it again, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, that the Kidor Nether, they darshan already, that you have to, all right, that's where it's the Ran on this same drusha. The Ran's going to bring the drusha again on the next daf. But the Ran, and we'll look at it again then when the Ran has it over there. But this drusha, according to the Ran, that Kidor Neder Lashem, that Hadpasas Neder, is all optional. Right? It's not mandatory. It's just, he's saying, if you do Hadpasas Neder, this is the way you have to do it. That's what the Ran has to explain, this type of drusha. The drusha is not, you must be one face. Other Rishon, like the Rosh, and Tosfot, who believe that the Ikar Neder is through Hadpasa, you must do Hadpasa, then this is describing to you how to do Hadpasa, meaning how to make a nether. This is the way to make a nether. You do it, there is Hadpasa. Alright. Next, sugi in the Gemara. Ki Imra, Ki Dirim, this is the other items that were mentioned in the Mishnah. They have a Kafa Dimyom that you need for them. Now, Tana, Imra, Li Imra, Ki Imra, Dirim, Li Dirim, Ki Dirim, Eitzim, Li Eitzim, Ki Eitzim, Ishim, Li Ishim, Ki Ishim, Ezbeach, Li Mizbeach, Ki Mizbeach, Heichal, Heichal, Ki Heichal, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Ki Yerushalayim. Right, Kulan, Shochalach, if you add the word Ochalach afterwards, Asur. If you add Lo Ochalach, Mutar. So again, now, these are all exactly the items that we mentioned in our Mishnah, which we, in our Mishnah, they all had the Kaf HaDimyon in them. Over here, the Mishnah, this Brisa that we're quoting over here, right from the Tosefta, has it with the Kaf HaDimyon and without the Kaf HaDimyon. And yet it says that if you say Shochalach, it's Asur. If you say, what, Lo Ochalach, then it's Mutar. Who's the author of that Tosefta? Right, in our Mishnah, who demanded a Kaf HaDimyon? Rabbi Yehuda. So who's his Baal Machlokas? Is Rabbi Meir. So who's going to be the author of this Tosefta? It's got to be Rabbi Meir, because he's allowing to do it even without the Kaf HaDimyon. That's what Gemara says. Mine Shabrayna Le, Dilushani Le, Imra, Le Imra, Kimra. Who's the one who does not differentiate between Imra, Le Imra, Ki Imra, that you don't need the Kaf HaDimyon? Rabbi Meir. Now, what are you going to do? Rabbi Meir, what else do we know about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir does not allow inferred conclusions. May not be love at the hate from a hate. What did we just say? That Ema Seifa, Bechulan, Lo Ochelach, Mutar. If you say that I will not eat from you, it's Mutar. Bahatnan, this is the difficult daf we're bringing up again. Don't we have a Mishnah, Likarban, Lo Ochelach, or Lakarban, depending on how we learn it. Lo Ochelach, right? Which is Likarban, Lo Ochelach, Rabbi Meir, Oser. Rabbi Meir says it's Asur. Why? Rabbi Abba Nasik Omer Likarban, that it should be a karban yehei, the fikach lo akalchach, therefore I will not eat it from you. So why not over here? Why don't we say the same thing by all these lo akalachs? Why don't we say kimizbeach, right? Means that it'll be like a mizbeach, and lo akalach, therefore I will not eat it. Why don't we say the same thing? Omer says, halokasha hada amar, right? Li imra hada amar, la imra. Okay, so this is, sounds like the solution that Ravashi proposed, right, in the Gemara that we learned, right, the other day. Right on Yud Aleph Amud Bet, right? Was it Yud Amud Bet that we learned that was the solution of Ravashi came? What? Yud Aleph Amud Bet that we came up with the solution of Ravashi, which suggested that it's La or Lo will make the difference. Now here the Girsa here is a little difficult, but we'll assume that the word Lo is extraneous here. You didn't need the word Lo over here. If you look in the Ran makes it, I'll explain what it means, Lamer or Limer, but I just point out in the Ran here that there are these new scholars. If you look in the Ran, Lokasha. If you look at the Ran, Lokasha, the Amr Imra, Tanda Amr Lola Imra, where is that for you guys? Across from where we just started this Gemara, the two dots that we just started this Gemara, if you go to the left from there, right in the Ran, there's the two dots in the Ran that say Lokasha. right? Two dads and I said, lo kashmir. Hadamar imra, hadamar lo imra. Okay? The word lo is explicitly mentioned here. Because, kaki gursuf exactness called, this is the gears in some places. You get the guy see, hadamar le imra, kulomar bishva takat alame. Hadamar le imra, kulomar bishva imra, with a patach takat alame. Right? So that's the way I would have learned it that way. And that's like Rav Ashi's solution earlier on. When you say le imra, right, it's the equation of saying imra. And if you say la imra, it means lo imra. So you have the double negative. Right? So the sphere lehu, the manda garsiyachi, the balamit ptucha, when you have a lama with a patach underneath, harihi kilo. It's as if you said the word lo. Ukfi perishek girsa shenit, shekatafti, lamala bebraisa. Tehulin, hafulin, kichulin. Right, so that's the same thing we learned above in that price. Price says hafetani pamayim b'shul be'omer ochalach avogav demashme heter ochalach. Even though it sounds like it's a heter, asur behindu belamit shvayit. That's when you say lim. So if you say lim mizbeach ochalach, that means that it'll be like mizbeach, that which I eat from you. Right, to the karban lo ochalach, that which Rabbi Meir said osur behindu belamit shvayit lit karban lo ochalach. That's why it works over there. So this is the solution that he mentioned above. It presents the same difficulty we had with Vermeer above, which is what? There are three possibilities here. You have le imro, we solute the solution of why is it asur when you say she'ochalach. That's because you say with a shva, le mizbeach, or le imra, le etzim, she'ochalach. That is asur. That doesn't require anything except that you don't use the kaf ha'dimyon, and that works according to Rabbi Meir. That's simple. Right now, when Rabbi Abba explained Rabbi Meir, when he said, le karban, right, lo ochalach, or is it la karban, lo ochalach? Right, so then, how do we explain that statement of Rabbi Abba, where Rabbi Meir said it was asur? So what if we said what? That, when it says, the Rabbi Meir was saying, belamit shvait, that is with a shva. So it's le karban, lo chelach, right? It'll be for a karban, that which I don't eat. And that's why he splits it up. He says, le karban, it will be a karban, lo chelach. But if he says what? La karban, or if he says la itzim, or the other things, lo chelach, then you have a double negative. Lo this, lo that, right? Lo this, lo that, and that, will not work. Alright, that will not work over here. Okay. Alright, Mishnah. The new Mishnah. I'm not gonna get so involved because this is slightly different than how we explained the Gemara on Yud Aleph. I was pointing it out because this runs into the same problem with Rabbi Meir again, and how you explain it over here is gonna bring up that difficulty. Okay. Okay. Alright, new Mishnah. Omer karban ola mincha chata toda shlamim sh'ani ochalach asur. So if he uses any of these terms, that works. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not sufficient because he didn't use the kaf hadimyon. Right? This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Ha karban, ki karban, karban sh'ochalach asur. Right? That if you use ha-karban, ki-karban, or karban, el-chalach, it's asur. Li-karban, lo-chalach, Rabbi Meir oser. And this is the Rabbi Meir we keep quoting all over the place, is li-karban, lo-chalach, that Rabbi Meir oser. Tani, karban, ha-karban, ki-karban, shol-chalach, asur. Stama, tana, ki-Rabbi Meir. That sounds like Rabbi Meir. We don't require a kaf ha-dimyon. The lo-shonili, ben-imra, le-imra, and really, I think the gersa here should be ben-imra, le-imra, ki-imra, meaning that he doesn't worry about kaf ha-dimyon. So where it says, I Rabbi Meir, ha diktani ha karban shochelach asur. Did our Mishnah say that ha karban shochelach is asur? Ba'atanya. And we have a braisa that says, modim chachamim le Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the Baal Machlokes? Who the chachamim that argue on Rabbi Yehuda? That's Rabbi Meir. So we see Rabbi Meir admits to Rabbi Yehuda, but Omer ha karban veha ola, veha mincha veha chatat shochelach shemutar. It doesn't work. So here in our Mishnah, one of the examples was Hakarban and Shochalach, and it says that it's Asur, that it works as a Lashon Neder. And nevertheless, we have a Braisa that explicitly states that Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that Hakarban does not work, or Ha'olah HaMincha does not work. Right? Shnoda is Ela B'chayei HaKarban. Why doesn't it work? Because when you say Hakarban, doesn't mean the karban, it means ha karban with the life of the karban. And the, you know, you're saying like, v'chayai, right? The Gemara uses that expression, on my life. Meaning that when they want to say that that's, you know, something outrageous, or I would swear, they say v'chayai. So when you say ha karban, you mean with the, on the life of the karban. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, they can deal with that. Ha damar ha karban, ha damar ha karban. Depends how, what type of hay or ha you're using over here, right? If you have ha with an aleph, right, then that means ha karban on the life of the karban, right? But if he says ha karban with the hay, no aleph, ha karban means with this karban. That'll make a difference on how you say it, meaning whether you say it as a two words, I mean two separate words, which would imply focusing on the life of the karban, versus when you say it as ha karban, right, means with the karban when you're focused on the dushas ha karban. The difference between ha with hey aleph versus ha with just the hey with the patach underneath it. Okay? So that's how they solve it. Tani, our Mishnah writes, le karban lo chalach, Rabbi Meir oser. Ha lesle the Rabbi Meir, mechlal adav atoshomea hein. Right? What about the fact that Rabbi Meir does not make inferences? So therefore it would be le karban, it should be a karban. La o chalach, or you have to say really, that's what I'm saying, the difference in the other Gemara is la karban, lo chalach. Will not be a karban, everything I don't eat from you, implying that what I do eat from you will be a karban. So Rabbi Meir was there. V'ha leisle Rabbi Meir melchava atoshomehein. Now Rabbi Abba nasik omer, li karban yehei, that it should be not lo karban, but li karban yehei, it should be a karban. And therefore, lo chalach, and therefore lefikach lo chalach, therefore I will not eat it. That's again the same solution, or the same issue that we brought up a number of times in the shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay, next Mishnah. Omer lechaveru konim pi medaberim cha, asur. So a person who takes konim is a lashon neder. Someone who takes a neder that he will not, you know, I won't speak with you, I won't do anything with you, I won't walk with you. He's restricted from doing all these items. So Mara says, Reminu, chomber b'shavuos b'nadarim and darim b'shavuos. Shavuos and nadarim each have a unique aspect of them that makes them chamor. Chomer b'nadarim. What's the chomer of nadarim? That a neder can apply to a mitzvah like it applies to something that is a rishus. That's not true by a shvua. Where does a neder apply to a mitzvah? A shvua, you can't take on a mitzvah. For instance, a person says, I will not sit in the sukkah, right? That can't work because they, what's called mushbev omid maharsina. You already have a shvua maharsina, and that's a shvua on a shvua. We learned a shvua chal al shvua. Right, you can't make a shvuah on top of another shvuah. So therefore, it's irrelevant that you say, I will not sit in the sukkah, because you're already obligated, mushvah, to sit in the sukkah. Whereas, how does a neder work? A neder is oser the chefza, the item. So if a person takes a neder to say, this, I will not sit in this sukkah, or this sukkah is restricted to me, has he ruined the mitzvah of sukkah? No. Because he could do it in another sukkah. So he has not in any way, violated or uprooted the mitzvah, because he's spoken about a specific chetza, not of the mitzvah b'chlal. So therefore the neder will take effect. If a person says, I will not sit in the sukkah, even though that in the end might restrict him from the mitzvah, because if he doesn't have another sukkah, that might end up ruining the mitzvah for him, nevertheless, he hasn't said something that will undermine his ability to do the mitzvah, because he could technically find another sukkah and be mekayim the mitzvah.
So if a person is mashbia, I'm not going to sit in this sukkah.
Can't, right? That's the point. I will not sit
in
this sukkah, right? But that's not the obligations on the gavra, right? That might work, right? I don't know. Depends what that means when you use lashon neder right? That was what we talked about earlier. Whether that becomes a yad l'shavua and it's still a shavua,
mm-hmm.
Or does that mean mahapech l'neder? I mean, that's a question. But yeah, that might work if you designate a specific sukkah. That might work.
Because that's what you're doing in your neder example. So right. How do you?
But can you take a shavua like that? Meaning that can you take a shavua to focus on the chepza? Right? Because the focus is on the gabra.
Mm-hmm.
Once you designate the chepza, does that already become a neder?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
According to this, it's only effective if it has the status of a neder.
Right.
Because you can't take a shvua on a...
You can't have shvua, chalal shvua, right. So it might even, that's the other possibility, which I'm not sure about, is that even if it is a shvua, maybe it won't work, because it ain't shvua, chalal shvua, no matter how you formulate the shvua. A shvua can't take effect, because you're ready, mushvua, made in harsina. It's something unique to nidaran that allows you to get around it. But you have the drush in other places that, that it works. Okay. So now the other side of Shavua, what's the Chomer with Shavuot? What's the Chomer in Shavuot? Shavuot is called a Devar Sheish Bo Mamash, Shem Bo Mamash, Mashakim Vindar. Since a nether is not a chepta on an item, you have to have the item. Meaning that you can't make a nether on something that is intangible. Because the whole point of the nether is restricting an item on yourself. So it has to be a tangible item that you're restricting. Whereas a Shavuah has the ability to work on both tangible and intangible items. So of course, what does that present us a problem with? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about intangible items, and yet it's talking about Konim and nether. I will not walk with you. I will not talk to you. I will not work with you. These are all intangible items, right? And yet, Konim, I'm using a Lashon nether. So how could I be making a nether on intangible items? The Darim, by definition, only work on tangible items because they only work on chafatzim, on a chepza. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Omer ye aser pi l'diburi, ye adai l'maasehem, raglai l'hiluchum. The object that you focus on is a tangible object. So you make a nether on a tangible object, even though it has intangible ramifications. Right, that was the word looking for, intangible ramifications. You say, yes, I, P, my mouth should be restricted from speaking. So you put the nether on the mouth, which is the chayfetz, even though the speaking is an intangible item. Right, yadai l'ma'asehem, my hands. And this we had in Ksubos, if you remember in Ksubos, by a woman who was trying to be makdish her hands, right? Or she was trying to make a nether about her hands. We said, again, there she can't say about the intangible might of her output, but she can be mapdish her hands, right? Her yadai le'osehem. I mean, that's how she gets the nether to be chal. So over here also. And then he goes, Dekanami. You can see that in our mission, the Tani. Well, how does our mission? Our mission doesn't say, I am konem shemidaberimach, konem shoseimach, konem alachimach. It adds in a word of a tangible item. What does it say? Right? So that's it. Exactly. Our Mishnah explicitly or enumerates both the intangible item, but also the pi or the raglai or the yadai, the tangible items that would make this make sense. And therefore, that's why it works over here. Even though it's formulated as a nether, it works as a nether because you focus the nether on the tangible item. Therefore, it can work over here. Okay. Okay. Anyway, in general, just as if you take a nether on a davar shein bo mamush, midar raisa doesn't work, although midar abonon, it does if the nether is kaf. Midar abonon, it's kaf. Alright, but over here, the Gemara wants to know, you know, what's the mission? Is it even del raisa? I mean, we can have a nether chal here, even on a del raisa level, if you focus the nether on the tangible item over here. Okay. New Mishnah. Okay. Veilu mutorim. New parak, new Mishnah. Right, veilu mutorim. Now we discuss, the first part discussed what works. What should Lashonos work? Now we're going to watch what doesn't work. Veilu mutarim. What is mutar over here? Chulin shol chalach, kibasar chazir, kovadot chachamim, korot kububim, knevelot, trefot, shkatzim, ramashim. All right, all of these don't work. Kichalat aron uktumato. This is what we mentioned in our, we just brought this as a raya on yesterday's daf. All of these are mutar. Why are these mutar? Chulin, you didn't say anything. So that we have to discuss in the Gemara. Why do they even bring chulin at all? Chulin's not even, of course, chulin sho'ochalach? I mean, why would you even assume it's also, right? So that you have to discuss in the Gemara. That's number one. Now the rest of them. Basar chazir, right? That's, you know, that's non-kosher stuff. Kavodos kachavim, right? Karot lebubim. Orot lebubim are tikrovet avodazar, right? Things that were makrav. This is, avodazar was where they used to cut out. You find skins that have the area around the heart cut out, you know that they were used for Avodah Zarah, because that was part of the Avodah Zarah. They used to cut out the heart, take it out, pull out the heart. We makrib it le Avodah Zarah. So those are Avod Libuvim from Lev, the word Lev, where the heart is cut out. That's a Tikrovit Avodah Zarah. All of these do not work. Why don't they work? Now you have enough knowledge to tell me why they don't work. Why don't they work any of these items? Right. So Davar HaNasar. The Torah created the Asur. Why is Basar Chazir Asur? Not because you've made a nether, it's Asur because the Torah said you can't eat Basar Chazir. And we said, just that was the drasha we had on the first half of today's daf, that you have to do with the Davar. The only way to make a nether is with the Davar HaNadur and not with a Davar HaAsur. And these items are all Davar HaAsur. Now, what's different about each of these items has additional restrictions and ramifications. Why? Basar chazir is just a simple restriction. That is asur. Avodas kochavim is something, that's, basar chazir is asur ba'achila, right? Whereas, avodas kochavim is asur ba'hanah and achila. So you think maybe that could work. And then you have orot libuvim, that not only asur ba'hanah and achila, but also can never become mutar. Avodas kochavim can be batel. A non-Jew or a person who's obed avodah zarah can be mevatel the avodah zarah. He can remove the status of avodah zarah from something that is avodah zarah. Whereas tikrobet avodah zarah, something that's mukrav, that was brought as a sacrifice to what avodah zarah, can never have that status removed. So that's why it's more chamor. So each of these items, you know, on a basis, you have a reason to believe that might work, but they all don't work because of this problem.
They just go in the wrong order, though.
What meaning that?
Each one is more chamor than the previous one.
Right.
So, if the previous one is asur, then certainly you
would... Well, they're mutter.
Lozo
asur. Right, because it's not working, right?
It's not right.
Okay, so it's not working, right? Basar chazir doesn't work. Even though avodas kochavim is even asur b'achila and hanah, it still doesn't work, right? And even though the buvim are asur b'hanah and achila cannot be mevutal, that doesn't work either. Alright, that's, although you start to run into problems with treifot, shkatim ramash, and what exactly, why is that an additional chiddush? But again, all of these are items that don't work. And next, the other one is that chalat aron u'chumato, which we mentioned above, because the restriction on truma, again, we said this before, is even though you are the one who separates out the truma, even though you're the one who designates the truma, that never, the restrictions on a non-Kohen from eating it, or from a Tanameh eating it, are imposed by the Torah once you separate out the truma. It's not that you making the truma restricts it on everybody, but rather the Torah imposes restrictions. So that's the Ron says, that if you were able to restrict it, then it would be restricted on everybody. So the ability for you to restrict something means that you have the ability to globally restrict it. The fact that it's only restricted to certain people shows that it's the Torah imposing the restriction and not you. And that's why Trumas Aron or Chalat Aron don't work. And again, whether that includes also the Chalas Lachmei Todah, right, the Trumas Chalas Lachmei Todah, we'll go back to yesterday's daf, whether that's subsumed under the term Trumato or not. Those are the two opinions that we had in the Gemara yesterday. Ha'omer the Ishto, if he says to his wife, this is, do not try this at home, Amar Lishto, hurry out the like ima. You are like me, you are to me like my mother. Alright, so now, Potchano Petach Mimakom Acher, Shaliakel Rosho Lokach. So what does he mean when he says, you are like, to me like my mother? Well, just like my mother is restricted to me, she is an Erva, so too you are restricted to me. Right? So now, technically, what you should tell me? You should tell me, it doesn't work. Why should it work? An erva is a restriction from the Torah. He's matpis b'davar asur. Doesn't work. But yet here, the Gemara says that there are two issues. Number one is that it does work, and we force you to be matir the neder. So that's one issue. Number two is what? We say that you can't even be poteach petach about kavod imo. Can't use your mother's honor to be poteach petach. So that's the two things that this is the two things that it teaches us. I'm giving away a little bit of tomorrow's Gemara. But basically, the two things that the Mishnah is teaching us here is, number one, why, even though technically this neder should be meaningless, we make you get hataris nedarim. Why? The Mishnah gives reason. Shalo yakel rosh lekach. So a person shouldn't be make nedarim like this all the time. And why is that? Because a person, or it seems to be that it was a regular occurrence or a regular habit back then, that people would get angry with their wives, they would be madir them. That was a, the way that they expressed their anger towards their wives was, if they got upset about something, they'd make them osur b'neder. So now, okay, over here in this case, it doesn't work. The problem is that if you have an amar, if someone doesn't understand it, right, would make another neder, and then if we say to him, this neder is okay, he'll think that any neder he makes about his wife, when he cools off, he'll just say everything's mutter. So we don't want that to happen. Other nedarim, like basar chazir, all this other stuff, are more unusual. So since they're unusual, they're not regular occurrences. If we tell him it doesn't work, he's not going to assume that works, doesn't work by all nedarim. But here, nedarim by his wife, which are, seem to be, this is a sociological question, I don't know, but they seem to be that it was a regular occurrence, and it seemed that, I wouldn't add it, the Gemara always bringing examples like this, and in Ksubas also we saw this, where they were taking nedarim, asking each other, you know, the wife was asking him, she was asking the wife, so indeed that was neder, was a form of, one of the means of fighting, one of the weapons. To get angry and fight, that was one of the weapons, was this neder. So therefore, if it was used on a recurring basis, on a regular basis, if we say to him, ah, don't worry about it here, he won't worry about it ever. And he will one time be mapis bedover ha'asur, on the door, and then it'll work, and then he will just add, you know, the rabbi said that this stuff doesn't matter. When I cool off, it'll be okay. So he didn't want him to do that. That's one. Number two is, when you're poteach petach, what does that mean? When you go to be oker in your neder mikaro, you can ask him about, well, had you known that this would be pogeya in your mother's kavod, right, would you have done it? Right, so he would say no. Over here, we don't let him do that. We don't let him use his mother's kavod as a way to get out of the nether. Alright, so you have to do something outside of his mother's kavod in order to be matir the nether. So you can't just say, would you know that your mother would have been offended if you compared your wife to your mother? So then he says, yes, but that won't be sufficient. You have to come out the petach. So that's the two chidushim that this last line in the mission tells us. Again, the Gemara is going to deal with both of them. Just highlights from tomorrow. All right, taima. Damar chulin shochalach. Haomar lachulin shochalach or lechulin, depending, right? Mashma lochulin, which would mean what? It has to be lachulin. Lochalach lahavi eloke karban. Mani masnisin. Who's the author of Mishnah? Ibrabi Meir ha leslein lechlau alava toshomeo. Hey. So that we know, Rabbi Meir already says what? That you don't have that inference. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda. So if it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, Hainu, Reisha. Right, that is, you need the Reisha, meaning not the Reisha here, Reisha of this Mishnah, but Reisha meaning previous parak. Right, we already had Rabbi Yehuda being authoring Mishnahs in the previous parak, Mishnayot in the previous parak. So that's the quiz. Why do you need him to over here? So where it says, actually, you know what the answer is? I need a tani kibasar chazir. Go vodas chachachim lahachik tani chulin. Alright, so that's, meaning that we have a list of items in last parak of carbon, da 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 da. And then here the list was also, basar chazir, da 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 da, another. So what's the opposite of carbon? That's chulin. So it was thrown in because, not because it had any meaning or had any significance. It was thrown in because they just, they were throwing all the Lishonos together as a list. And the list would include Chulin in it, not because it has any significance. We'll stop here.